Hello, and welcome to this episode of Stressed, Depressed, and Anxious with your host D, aka Local Neighborhood Baby. Hello, babies, and welcome to this episode. I am so excited to be recording something that was voted for by popular vote on Twitter. My thoughts and impressions on the different zodiac signs. I love astrology. I have for many, many years. So this is super exciting for me to record for you guys, especially because it's something that I know that you guys want to hear. So thank you so much for voting, all of you guys that voted for me to do this episode. I also want to preface this all by saying that this is a very extra special night because it's November 7th. We have a new president-elect and vice president. And I just want to say that I'm really excited that we have a message out there now that's trying to unite people and, you know, calls for the uniting of people instead of people being divided by their different views and thoughts and opinions. And as you know, this whole podcast is about, you know, people coming together and feeling less alone, because I really want to put out there, you know, my personal feelings on stress, depression, anxiety, and all the things that I'm going through, in the hopes that, you know, those of you that are going through the same thing, which can be very isolating, it maybe will make you feel less alone. So I love any message that spreads unity, and it just makes me really excited for the future, which is a rare thing for me, as you all know, if you've been listening to all my episodes. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into it. Oh, zodiac signs. I love astrology, like I said, and I do love looking into all the different zodiac signs and what they mean and all of the descriptions behind them. So I'm going to start off with my thoughts and impressions on Cancer, the Cancer zodiac sign, because that is my zodiac sign. Yes, I am born July 19th, which makes me a Cancer. It actually makes me a Cancer Leo cusp, but I won't get too complicated for you guys that don't know too much about cusp signs or anything about astrology. I'm just going to keep it simple into the basics and just say that I'm a Cancer, and I'm going to start off with my thoughts and impressions on other Cancers that I've met throughout my life and what I just think about the sign as a whole. So Cancers, I know that I'm biased because I am a Cancer, so I'm bound to say, you know, good things about us, but because of that, I'm going to start off with what experiences have I had with other Cancers and, you know, what my thoughts are, you know, looking from the outside. So I have had a best friend who was a Cancer. I actually talked about this best friend before in previous episodes. We had a falling out a couple years ago, but she was born in the beginning of July. And one of the things I've noticed about Cancers in general, my impressions are, is that we can be kind of closed off. When you first meet a Cancer, there's either an instant connection where they feel totally comfortable with you, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just like an instant connection, and you feel like instant friends, instant family, like there's no waiting period, there's nothing. Or they feel very closed off. You know, they feel very reserved and very to themselves. And if they already have a friend or a circle, they can be very uninviting as a group of people because they are not very trusting towards you and they like their small little clique. So if you have a Cancer that you meet and they already have their set of friends and they could be a little bit cliquey and not really want to make you feel all warm and welcome at first. But again, there are sometimes where Cancers can just, I don't know, just click with you, click with your vibe. Cancers are kind of, you know, and as a fellow Cancer, I can say for myself, we can kind of feel people's energy. And so we make quick decisions based on that energy. The vibe and the impression that we get from you at first can really be lasting in terms of, you know, deciding whether or not we're going to feel comfortable with you. Because when it comes to Cancers, everything is about comfort and safety and warmth. And so when we don't feel safe and comfy, then we will not open up to you. We'll retreat into our shells. Cancers are represented by the crab. So it's kind of like that. We'll retreat into our shells if we don't feel comfortable or safe, you know, to be ourselves. So again, first impressions, meeting a Cancer, fellow Cancer women, at least I could say, is that, you know, they can either be warm and welcoming at first, and you just click with them, or they can be pretty clicky and just not be as inviting towards you. The other thing I would notice about cancers is we are funny. We're really funny. I don't think it's something that's really talked about a lot. But for some reason, like, we're just unexpectedly funny. We say really funny things. I myself have a very dry, cutting, sarcastic humor that I feel like people don't expect, because we can be kind of quiet and to ourselves. But get us talking and we can really make you laugh. Actually, comedian Kevin Hart is a Cancer, you know. So, like, I don't know. There's just a lot of Cancers that are just really funny that I've met. And so, yeah, that's an impression that I have of Cancers. Also, we are really independent. Okay, so online, if you look up the description of a Cancer, they say things like we're moody and we, you know, can be kind of crybabies, and we are, I don't know, just like you, the way we're described, we're just kind of like the big babies of the zodiac, and just we're crying and we're moody and we're to ourselves and we, you know, all this stuff. But actually, we're very, really independent. That's the impression I've gotten of a lot of Cancers that I know, male and female. Super independent in terms of doing what we want to do. So Cancers are a cardinal sign. There's cardinal signs, there's fixed signs. And pretty much what cardinal means is that we're kind of more of a leader, right? And I don't really get the impression that Cancers lead people because they want to, like a Leo does, which I'll get into Leo later on. We don't really do that. We are kind of leaders just not even by trying, you know what I mean? Like, we'll do something and people just naturally gravitate towards us. We're kind of more reluctant leaders. And I would say that even about myself, because I know that at work, at my, you know, job, I have managed to I would say that I've been doing a really great job of my job, basically, over the last year. And I'm very trusted at my job to do the right thing and know all the answers. And so everybody sort of, whenever our, you know, director of the department isn't here, everybody sort of gravitates to me as like the natural next leader. And they start asking me all these questions and they, you know, come to me for advice and ask me what to do next. And I just see all these people gravitate towards me. And a lot of times I don't understand it. I don't even, you know, it doesn't make sense in my mind. Like, why are they coming to me? You know, but I think as Cancers, you know, because when I really think through it, I'm like, oh, I guess I get it. As Cancers is kind of how we are, quote unquote, leaders. We don't really try to lead people, but I think people just gravitate towards us in a lot of different situations for a lot of different reasons. We're also very independent in terms of like going our own way, which is really what I meant. Like, we don't really follow anyone. And again, if you go online, you read a description of a Cancer, you almost will get the impression that a Cancer would be a follower, but we're not. No Cancer I've met ever goes the way that they don't want to go. They only go the way that they want to go. You can't convince a Cancer to do something that they don't want to do. Even if they seem quiet and shy and unassuming, you can't get them to do anything that they don't want to do. They only do what they would like to do. And they are not afraid to say no. I never have met a Cancer, no matter how quiet and shy and wallflower they could be, that has ever been afraid to say no, straightforwardly. And I also get the impression that Cancers sometimes can be very arrogant. So this is another thing that you don't really see online when you look at the description of a Cancer. But Cancer males that I know and some Cancer females can be really extremely arrogant. We, for some reason, are like proud and like, I don't know, just arrogant, you know, we think that we're right. And sometimes we may be right, but I don't know, we just give off this air of like, a lot of times, well, I could say even for myself, a lot of times people, they will not really know me too well, and then they'll get to know me and then they'll be comfortable telling me like, oh, you know, when I first met you, I thought you were really stuck up. I thought you were like really like, you know, into yourself and like arrogant and all this stuff. And like getting to know you, I see that you're not that kind of person. Like, but that impression definitely comes off because I don't know. We as Cancers, for some reason, and I've gotten this impression from other Cancers that I've met, seem to be very arrogant. So it's just a weird thing. And also, without even trying again, like, I don't try to be arrogant by any means, but, like, I guess sometimes I do come off that way. And a lot of other Cancers that I meet also come off that way. Another impression is that we are brutally honest. So every Cancer I've known can be scathingly brutally honest, but it's never unsolicited. We don't really do unsolicited honesty. So if you don't ask us, like, how you look or whatever the case may be, advice, whatever, we don't give it to you. But if you're our friend and you request, you know, honesty, then we will give you brutal honesty. We won't hold back, and we believe in, like, being real about that kind of stuff. And sometimes you know, sometimes people ask for honesty but don't really want to hear it, so sometimes that can be a little bit destructive. But every Cancer that I've known, male or female, has been brutally honest upon request. So yeah, that's some of the impressions that I've gotten from Cancers. I think that, you know, as a sign as a whole, like, very nice and nurturing people, but can be arrogant, can be kind of like, also another thing about Cancers, like, that I've noticed, Cancers, we can be pretty angry. Once you get a Cancer mad, it's over. And again, reading the description of the sign online, you might not really get that impression. But yeah, Cancers can be really angry. If you get them to the point where they're upset, it just goes overboard. Because I think in terms of moodiness, quote unquote, we are moody. I've met Cancers, you know, all the other Cancers I've met are pretty moody people. But at the same time, we're also a dramatic people. So when we get angry, that is all mixed, and the amalgamation of all of that just becomes this firestorm of anger, and we get really, really angry. And our anger is like, it just, like, we give people shots and chances and stuff, and it seems like by the time we get angry, it's like, I don't know, all this stuff is compiled up, and now it's just, like, rage. So anytime I've seen a fellow Cancer angry, it's been, like, really rageful anger that doesn't, like, dissipate really quickly like it does with other fire signs. It just is pervasive, and, like, you just pretty much don't want to get a Cancer angry. That's one thing I've noticed, like, which is just not good. So yeah, that's my impression of Cancers that I've had so far over the years. And I, you know from experience with myself as well, being a fellow Cancer, that's pretty much how I perceive us. We can be arrogant. We can be pretty angry when we get angry, like, very, very angry. But we are nice, but we can be kind of clicky. We're nurturing. I don't know if I included that, but we are. Every Cancer I know, we try to be nurturing towards our friend and, like, friends. And we are brutally honest upon request and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's my impression of Cancers. I'm going to move on so I don't take too long with each sign. So, Leos. Okay, so Leos are, okay, my brother's a Leo. And I have friends, a lot of girlfriends that are actually Leos. Leos are a fun group of people. You always have fun with a Leo because they are pretty adventurous and they, you know, are outgoing and things like that. And they speak up. They're really loud. They'll talk over you. They are that loud. And, you know, they like to be the center of attention too. Even if you have a Leo that claims that they don't like to be the center of attention, trust me, somehow they get the attention to be on them. Like, whether it's through, like, trying to garner sympathy, or whether it's through, you know, like, doing a split, like, whatever the case may be, they like the attention to be on them. And they are like I said, outgoing people. They seem to be very fun-loving people. They can be kind of wild and reckless. That's another thing about a Leo. They, like, Leos that I know, both male and female, can be really wild and reckless. And another thing, when they don't get their way, they're really, really dramatic. Like, they are the type of people that will slam doors, start crying, like, literally just go on a Twitter rant. Like, I don't know, Leos are, when they don't get their way, it's like a big drama show. They are drama queens. And they will start some shit if they don't get their way. They will yell and curse and scream and cry. I have a coworker that definitely, when she doesn't get her way or she doesn't like something, she, like, definitely starts crying and cursing people out. Like, she just, it's like, I don't know. That's just how Leos seem to be. That's the impression that I've gotten, is, like, when they don't get their way, they get really, they're just big drama queens. And what else can I say about Leos? Leos are really loyal. So every Leo friend that I've had, you just get a sense that they're always going to have your back no matter what. Like, if somebody starts some shit with you and you have a Leo by your side that's truly your friend, they will be standing up for you. They will fight for you. They will actually push you out of the way whether you were ready to fight or not, and they will actually fight that fight for you. They're really loyal towards their friends. They don't pull any punches when it comes to people trying to mess with their friends. So Leos are super loyal people, and they're good to have around in a pinch because they just won't, like, drop you out of nowhere, as far as, like, if they truly consider you their friend. So that's one great thing I could say about Leo. They are also a generous people. Leos are pretty magnanimous and generous. That's the impression I've gotten anyway. Be really generous towards their, you know, friends and stuff like that. So I don't know, they just seem very giving, like giving people, and they care. And what else can I say? They like to be liked. Leos are people that definitely like to be liked. They don't really like when, you know, you dislike them. It's always going to be a problem. They can't quietly be disliked. They're just kind of like, they'll call you out on it, and like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that in a great way, but I will say that they definitely like to be liked. They are a very proud group of people. If you embarrass a Leo, like, that's one of the worst things that you can do to them. They're very proud. Their pride is, like, right at the forefront. They wear it on their sleeves. And, they definitely are prideful, so you should not mess with the ego of a Leo, because that will definitely be a wound that you have inflicted upon them. I don't know how to say it in the best way or give like the best example, but I know from experience dealing with males and female Leos that they are very prideful people. And again, one of the worst things you can do to a Leo, in my opinion, is embarrass them or damage their ego in any way. They like for you to let them think that they're right. You know, those are the people that it's easier for you to let them think that they're right than try to argue with them about being wrong, because their pride will not let them just admit that they're wrong, you know? So that's another impression that I've gotten of Leos, and after dealing with a lot of Leos. But I do love Leos. You know, me personally, as a Cancer, I don't know if that's like, actually I do know, like, Cancers are pretty cool with Leos. If we're willing to, it says online, if we're willing to let them shine in the spotlight, we can be pretty cool with them. But, like, I don't know. I get along with Leos pretty well, especially Leo females. Like, I always have had, you know, good friends in the past that are Leos. So, yeah. Like, I relate to Leos a bit, too, being on the cusp, which I won't talk about too much. But, yeah, I think that they're great friends to have in your corner. And I do like Leos. Cancer, Leo, Virgo. I'm kind of going in order from my sign. So Virgo would be next. My mother is a Virgo. Beyonce is a Virgo. I like Virgos, but they can be kind of anal. Oh my gosh. Virgos can be kind of like super anal people. They're really analytical. They can sometimes, I get the impression sometimes that they are, I don't know. Basically, all the Virgos I know, they're pretty analytical, like, people. They are pretty anal people. And they are pretty nitpicky. They will nag the shit out of you. If you have a Virgo in your life and they want you to do something, they would just not stop fucking bothering you. They'll nag you all day and night. And they just won't fucking stop. So yeah, they just will fucking bother you to death if there's something that they want you to do or some advice that they gave you. If you don't take their advice, they'll take it personally that you didn't take their advice. It's just crazy. The male Virgos that I know are really hardworking, and so are the females. They're really hardworking. They tend to be workaholics. All the people that I know that are Virgos, like, just like working 24/7, like, that's their thing. I don't know why, but they are super, super hardworking people. They're pretty fashionable. The Virgos that I know, male and female, they're pretty fashionable people, always well put together. So yeah, I don't know, kudos to Virgos for being always, you know, I don't know, always kind of looking on point. Yeah, Virgos are pretty fashionable people. And they, I don't know, they just always look put together. What else about Virgos? Virgo males seem to be really funny, but like, they're funny in a very smart way. Like, think Dave Chappelle. If you know the comedian Dave Chappelle, like, he's fun, like, super funny, obviously, but like, in a very smart way. And they are very smart people overall. That's one of the big impressions that I get about Virgos. Really intelligent people. And really great to talk to. I always have fun. I think Cancers and Virgos relate a lot on a lot of different things. And my Venus is in Virgo. I don't know why I keep getting so deeply into my chart, but like, that just basically means that like, the way that I love is the same way that a Virgo would express love. So anyways, I don't know. Cancers and Virgos in general relate on a lot of different issues, supposedly, and I always feel that way when talking to a Virgo. I have really great deep conversations with Virgos, male and female, so I don't know, I think that they're very smart, prolific thinkers and speakers, and they are just sharp people. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, it's great to have a Virgo in your corner for the just, you know, they give good advice. And as long as you're willing to take their advice, because they will, again, be personally offended if you don't take their advice. And they will tell you, you know, they want the best for you. If you're their friend, they definitely want the best for you. Virgos can be kind of competitive almost. I feel like this is a lesser known fact about Virgos, but this is my impression of them. I get the sense that a lot of the Virgos that I know are kind of competitive in terms of romance, in terms of, you know, just dressing up, in terms of like in fashion, in terms of like career. They can be kind of competitive with other people and want to be better. So like, I don't know, I feel like they don't really talk about that stuff online with when it comes to Virgos, but the impression I've got of Virgos is that they're competitive people and they want to do better than you. And they want to run past you in that race, and they want to keep running past you in that race. So yeah, that's my impression of Virgo. And but I do like Virgos. Enjoy being around a Virgo. The Virgos that I know, they're pretty cool people. And again, I always have good conversations with them. So yeah, I like Virgos. And what would be next after Virgos would be Libras. Okay, so Libras. I feel like, okay, I've had a best friend in the past as well that was a Libra in middle school. And yeah, Libras are pretty dramatic people. They cause a lot of drama. They, like, if you look online, they say that Libras are peacemakers, but that is just not the impression that I get of Libras. That's just not, okay? Like, they are really, first of all, I will give them the kudos where the kudos are due. They're pretty fashion forward as well. Very fashionable people, okay? They're always looking good. Where Virgos like look put together, I feel like Virgos always look put together, but Libras are always looking like good. They're always like killing it, you know what I mean? And so yeah, I like Libra sense of style is like really there. Like, think Kim Kardashian is a Libra, you know? Like, there's a lot of like notable Libras that are like very fashion forward people. And they're very pretty people too. Not that all of the signs are not pretty people, but I don't know. I just know a lot of really pretty Libras. But yeah, no, they cause a lot of drama, okay? Like, with Libras around, sparks fly. Male and female. I know a lot of female Libras, and they are always involved in some scandals, some drama. Their name is always intermixed in that shit. And it is just, I don't know, if you have a Libra friend, there's always going to be some drama going on around them. They always have this, like, big friend group or whatever. And there's always something just going on that's just like super, super dramatic. It's never calm and around a Libra, which is so the opposite of what they say online again, because they're like, oh, they're peacemakers, you know, they keep the balance, you know, whatever. No, the Libras that I know, they stir the pot, honey. They spread the gossip. They know the gossip. There's drama surrounding them all the time. So that's my impression of Libras. But when I am around Libras, they are fun people as well. I do tend to have fun around them. And if I want to know some drama, some gossip, whatever, I can go to, you know, be around a Libra, and trust me, I will set my toe in some drama around a Libra. But I do have fun with them. I have some good friends that are Libras. They're always having some romantic drama too, especially the girls that I know. They're always having some like kind of romantic dramas. The men, I have been in relationships with Libras, and they are interesting. I don't know. They're very flirtatious. They're very romantic. I've had a good time with Libras. So I'm going to say that I like Libras. I don't love Libras. So far out of the signs, I say I would say like I really like Leo. Really like Leo. I enjoy Virgo. I enjoy the conversation that I have with Virgo. But Libra, no offense to all of you Libras listening out there. I'm sure you guys are wonderful people. Maybe I just don't know enough of evolved Libras, mature Libras. I don't know. But that's the impression that I have of you guys. You guys are, there's always some drama going on around you. So I do like Libras, but I don't love Libras. Because sparks fly. And I think sparks fly between, and not in like a romantic way. I mean, like sparks fly, like we could almost fight between a Cancer and a Libra. We like each other, I think, as the zodiac signs go. As far as astrology goes, we like each other. We don't love each other. So, yeah, I don't know. Again, I have really great friends that are Libras. I've dated Libras. And, yeah, it's just a lot of drama. But fun. You have fun around a Libra. They'll keep stuff interesting. Next would be, after a Libra, would be a Scorpio. Ooh, Scorpio. My sister's a Scorpio, and I've had a lot of different, not a lot, but some different relationships with Scorpio men. I know both sides of the aisle. I have, interestingly enough, I don't think I have a lot of Scorpio women friends. I know a lot more Scorpio men than women. Scorpio women, let's just start there. Really smart, really manipulative. I love my little sister who's a Scorpio. She's so awesome. She's one of my favorite people in the world. But I'm just like, the impressions I've gotten of other Scorpios. Okay, actually, let me just say, what they say online about a Scorpio and what I've experienced in some way, shape, or form is that they try to manipulate you. But I think being a fellow water sign and actually being a Cancer especially helps, because Cancers are also manipulating people. So low-key, we can be a little bit manipulative. So we recognize really quickly when somebody else is trying to manipulate us. So when it comes to Cancers and Scorpios, I feel like we, again, can kind of tell. And, you know, when a Scorpio is being manipulative, so it just doesn't work on us. So I guess I don't mind that portion of it as much. But, like, yeah. Scorpio women that I know actually have, I really have a lot of love for the Scorpio women that I know. They are, I can't even call them loyal. I don't know, I can't call them, they're not like Leos. They won't always stand by you. But they just are. They just are, like, when you're around them, you just feel warm and loved, and like you could just be your true honest self with them, and it's okay. I always have good banter with Scorpios. We just always vibe. We just silently vibe. You know what I mean? Like, Scorpio women and I, the ones that I know, actually get along way better with November Scorpios. I don't know why. The October Scorpios that I know, even the women that I know, they are just more, they're much harder to get along with because they're just, rude and ruthless. And I think Scorpios in general can be kind of rude and kind of stank, okay? But if you vibe with them or they vibe with you, it just feels so chill, and you feel like you can just be yourself and like talk to them about anything, and they can talk to you about anything. But they are very guarded people. They won't really let you in until they trust you completely. And then when they trust you completely, they'll really reveal their true selves to you. But they always kind of hold some stuff back because they don't want to be hurt. Very guarded because they don't want to be hurt. And the men do the same thing. They don't really want to give up any power. I feel like men, the Scorpio men, don't want to concede and give you any power. Okay. They're not trying to give you any power. And they kind of store information. So if you kind of give an indication of something that hurts you, they will store that. Okay. And they will use it when they feel the need to use it, you know, against you. So those stingers are real. They will get revenge, even on a small scale, because I feel like when people call Scorpios revengeful, a lot of them will be like, no, I'm not. But they don't realize the even like the small scales that they do it on. But yeah, I don't know. I just see that stuff like from a mile away, though. Being a Cancer, we kind of see that stuff from a mile away. And I can tell, you know, I don't know. I just know their tricks and games so well. And when you're in, like, I've been in, you know, relationships with Scorpios, and I love it because it's like, they're like the tall, dark, mysterious strangers, you know what I mean? Like, as far as the men that I've known, they are the ones that like take time for you to figure them out. And once you do, I don't know, it's just like there's more layers, which I love people that have so many delicious layers to them, as opposed to just like being one-dimensional and easy to figure out. Because as a Cancer, again, like I feel that I can kind of suss a lot of people out and like really figure them out really quickly. But when it comes to Scorpio, they present a little bit more of a challenge, so I really enjoy that. And even when I have figured them out, like I said, there's always just more layers, and there's always more secrets, and it's just fun. It's like a fun little game. Not to say that relationships with them are a game, but like, I don't know, it's just like fun. And even as on a friend scale, like, it's fun. Scorpios are really sexual people. You can find that about them all online. It's like sexual, like Scorpios are really sexual people. But it's true, like all the Scorpio men that I know, whether they have any intention to actually follow through with any of it or not, like we always flirt with each other. Always doesn't matter if we just have the most platonic relationship, we still always flirt with each other. And there's always that, like, I don't know, flirtation. And even the women, not that they flirt with me, but it's just like they are freaks, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you have a Scorpio woman friend, they are freaks. They have done some shit, and they could probably give you some good tips and some good wild stories of the things that they've done. So that's a really interesting part of them as well. They usually get along with people pretty well if they're well adjusted, and if they're not, which a lot of October Scorpios, I'm sorry if you're listening, and that's not you, but like a lot of the October Scorpios that I know are not as well adjusted, and they will have a lot of problems with people, and people won't like them. But the November Scorpios, I feel like people are more prone to liking, and they just are even keel and get along with people pretty easily. And yeah, they're really funny too. Like, the Scorpios that I know are really funny. We kind of have the same, a lot of the Scorpios that I know, we have the same humor. It's like dry, sarcastic humor. And I really enjoy like my banter that I have with Scorpios. And on a scale from like to love, I would say I definitely love Scorpios. I think that they're, again, so like, I don't know, just fun people to like on any scale. Like, I have fun with them when I'm with them. They're interesting to talk to. There's never a dull moment. And I would say more so, I know a lot more Scorpio men than women. And I, again, have had like a couple relationships with Scorpios. So I feel like my views are kind of leaned more towards that way. And in a romantic sense, like, I really like them. Like, I don't know. They are just fun. I have fun with them, you know, in a romantic sense. And like the feelings that I've had towards the Scorpios that I've been in relationships with are more are closer to love than any of the other signs that I've ever been with. And one of the people that I consider to be the closest thing that somebody could be to the love of your life without actually being the love of your life, that guy, he was a Scorpio. So I don't know. I would say that I overall really love Scorpios. I don't love October Scorpios. I don't like you guys. The impressions that I've gotten of you guys, just no. Just no. You guys are just no. And again, I apologize if that's one of you guys listening, because I'm sure maybe you're different, but I don't know. That's just my impression. So yeah, moving on from Scorpio, we're gonna jump into December, which would be Sagittarius. Okay, so Sagittarius is a really interesting sign, because online we pretty much are not supposed to get along, because Sagittarius are people who are rash and brash, and just they kind of say everything that comes to mind. They can be really offensive towards Cancers. I have felt offended by a lot of the things that Sagittarius have said, but not to the scale that you would think. Like, I feel like Sagittarius, you can kind of tell that they're, apologize to any Sagittarius out there listening, but you can kind of tell that they just have like foot in the mouth syndrome, and they just like are so prone to saying like whatever they're thinking, and just makes them look like an idiot sometimes, just because like, can you control yourself? Like, but I don't know, it just doesn't bother me as much as I would think it would. Like, it annoys me a little bit, but it doesn't like offend me to the point where I'm like, I'm gonna effing kill you, or I don't know, or wound me in any real way. But yeah, they do say whatever comes to mind. It's actually definitely true. They can be very rash and brash, and I can see how they can be considered to be kind of offensive. The fire sign. So yeah, I have a lot of fun with Sagittarius, though. As offensive as they can sometimes be with the stupid things that they say, I've had a lot of fun. I don't know a whole lot of Sagittarius females, but the ones that I know, okay, so I find it's really interesting, because like Sagittarius females that I know, I find them to be like kind of annoying, but I still get along with them. It's a really weird thing. Like, they're annoying, and they can be kind of dramatic, and they, I don't know, they just annoy me in some way, but like, I still get along with them, and I still have fun with them. Like, I have a lot of fun with Sagittarius. I would never want Sagittarius in a position where, like, they were leading me in any way, shape, or form, especially the women Sagittarius, even the men, too. Like, I just don't, yeah, no. But, like, but, like, as just, like, a friend, if you want to have a good time, hit up a Sagittarius. Like, they will definitely, they are the ones that are down to do anything. Like, they're the ones that, like, you call them at 3 or 4 in the morning, you're like, I'm about to do this shit, and they're like, yes, I will get in the car, I will go with you, we'll do this crazy shit, like, I am down. And that's what I really like about them. They're really, like, adventure-y, fun time type people. Like, don't expect them to be there for you if times are bad. I kind of feel like the impression that I get of Sagittarius is that they're a fair weather friend. Do you know, like, when things are going good, like, they'll be around, but when things are going bad, goodbye, like, I'm not here, like, I don't remember you, I don't know you. But then when things are going good again, you kind of see them pop up again. Like, that's the kind of people that I feel like they are. And yeah, if you're a Sagittarius listening and that's not you, I apologize, but like, that's the impression that I've gotten from the ones that I know. But I do have so much fun with them. Like, Sagittarius females that I know, like, I can party with them and have such a great time. I've also dated a couple Sagittariuses. My first kiss was a Sagittarius boy. They are very romantic, okay? So, like, it's really weird, because online, they don't really describe Sagittarius to be romantic. They kind of describe them as people who can't commit, which I wouldn't say that they can commit. But the thing is, they are really, really romantic, and they're not necessarily described that way when you look at the description. They are, like, the Sagittarius that I know, some of the most romantic moments of my life have been with Sagittarius. Like, even as much as I like Scorpios or love Scorpios, like, Sagittarius are just so classically romantic. I don't know, like when they really like you, it's just so romantic the way that they can be. And always, it's so weird because most of the time when I've gotten into relationships with Sagittarius, I never had the intention of it being like a long-term relationship. And I, like, throughout the relationship, I'm like, I know this is not going to be like a forever kind of thing. Like, this is not Mr. Right. This is Mr. Right Now. Like, I knew that going into it and during it and all of that. And it was like, but I just, and that allowed me to have so much fun in the relationship, as wrong as that may seem. But like, I just had so much fun. Like, we just, like, all the Sagittarius that I've been with, we just had so much fun together. We did so many, like, new things. We traveled. We went places. Like, we just discovered things together. It was just so much fun, and it was so romantic, like, overwhelmingly romantic. So I would say the Sagittarius are very fun, adventure-loving people. If you want to have a good time, hit up your Sagittarius friend, because they are will be down to have a good time with you. Like, that's the impression that I have. And, yeah, super romantic, but, like, yeah, not people that you would want a long-term relationship with. Like, all the ones that I've met, I would not want a long-term relationship with at all. Like, I just don't see it. But for right now, yeah, they are Mr. and Mrs. Right Now, hands down. So moving past Sagittarius, I guess what would be next is an Aquarius. Okay, Aquarius. Okay. Let's get into it. Aquarius. Okay, and I want to go back and say that I like Sagittarius. I do like Sagittarius. All right, so Aquarius. I grew up with my cousin who was an Aquarius. And I have a lot of Aquarius friends that I know. Okay, you guys are straight weirdos, all right? You're just weirdos. That's how they're kind of described online if you look at it. They are like the aliens of the zodiac sign and of people in general, in my opinion and in my impressions that I've had of them. They're very weird people. they just are always, their thinking is very like otherworldly. Like, everybody could be talking about the sun and everything they think about the sun, and then all of a sudden, you know, they'll be talking about like the complete opposite topic, like not even on the, I don't know, their thoughts are just always so different from everyone else's. And I wouldn't even say that it's forward thinking. I would more so say that it's like just different, like different thinking. And they, yeah, they're a bit of an anomaly to me in terms of like figuring them out, just because they're so weird. Each Aquarius, I would say that they're very unique people. You know, I don't think that you meet a lot of Aquarius people that you could just say that they're the same. They're pretty unique and different from each other. And I think that they're actually a pretty rare zodiac sign. I think that they're supposed to be one of the most rare zodiac signs, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe I am. But yeah, very unique set of people when it comes to Aquarius. Another thing I will say, the Aquariuses that I know can stir up a little drama as well. They will spread some gossip. They love friends. They always have like a ton of friends, or like to have a lot of friends. I wouldn't even necessarily say that they're close to their friends. They just have a lot of them. Like, I think that they're just social butterflies. I think a lot of the air signs are actually social butterflies, but like, they're social butterflies. They just tend to have a whole bunch of friends, but they don't seem to be necessarily too close to anybody. I would also say that Aquariuses are like pretty creative people. They seem to be kind of creative people. And yeah, they're always just pretty creative in all different ways. They're also, I think that I can't even say across the board that they're generous. They're humanitarian people. They really care about people and the world as a whole. You know what I mean? Like, they just are always the ones towards like forward progress, change. Like, they really care about humanity. And like, I don't know, they seem to care a lot about humanity and the world, and the state that it's in and the direction that it's going definitely seems to interest them. But yeah, overall, I don't know. As you can see, like, I don't have that much stuff to say about them, except to say that they're pretty weird and they're pretty unique people, because, like, I don't have a lot of Aquarius friends. I wouldn't really even say that Cancers get along with Aquarius people, because, like, while I do have some Aquarius friends, okay, and I do get along with some of them, I just feel like there's friction there. Like, there's just, like, I will look at them all, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, when they say, like, weird shit. I don't know. We kind of get along, we kind of don't. I don't have a lot of Aquarius friends. I don't really trust them. I don't think that there are people that you could actually confide in and, like, trust them not to tell somebody 2 minutes later. Like, they just don't seem that, like, that kind of people. And because as a Cancer, I'm, like, a pretty private person, I don't tend to, like, trust people who are like that. So, yeah, I don't think that I'm really that close to Aquariuses. And I don't even really feel like I know too much about them, just because, like, they all seem to be really unique and I don't hang out with them that much. So, yeah, when it comes to, like, the scale of, like, love with Aquarius, I would just say, not really. I don't really like you guys that much. I'm so sorry. If you're an Aquarius listening, I probably do love you and I'm probably totally wrong. But, like, I don't know. Just the impression that I've gotten of the ones that I know. I just don't really like Aquarius that much at all. I'm so sorry. Moving right along. Aquarius, I believe, getting into February. So, Pisces. Okay, Pisces. I've had some really good friends that were Pisces, but, like, I don't know. You guys just seem like bullies. You guys are like little bullying people. And yeah, I don't feel like you really, it's so weird. It's really weird because, like, the way that Pisces are described online and, like, the way that they are when you meet them, they're actually really sweet people, like, super nice and sweet people. They will bend over backwards to, like, be nice to you and, like, do really sweet things. Like, I had a Pisces friend who, like, ran me a bath and everything, like, just, like, took care of me, you know. Like, they're so nice, they're, like, really, really sweet people, but, like, at the same damn time, like, when they're going through some shit, they will take that shit out on you, and, like, they can kind of be a little bit bullying, you know. Like, they will bully people. I don't know why, like, but, like, that's just something that I've observed about Aquarius, or about Pisces, is that they can be kind of bullies, and, like, they will rally people, like, it seems like they think that they're right about almost everything, and they will rally people to, like, be on their side and, like, make you the villain and make you, like, the person that's wrong. Like, they will gather up, like, they will take a petition and have everybody in the town sign it and convince them that, like, you're wrong and they're right. Like, it just, I don't know. So I have a really weird view of Pisces. I just feel like they're kind of, and I also feel like they're fickle, like a little bit fickle. Like, I don't know, like, they're just not, they just don't seem like people that are always going to be there for you. They just seem very, like, fickle. So yeah, like, I have a weird impression of Pisces, because although I can say a lot of good things about Pisces, like I said, they seem so sweet and so, like, generous and, like, giving and, like, warm and friendly. But also, like, they have, like, some bad attributes. Like, they just seem to be, when they have a mind to be, like, they can be bullying towards people. They can be, like, really staunch in their views and, like, always think that they're right even when they're wrong and they don't want to hear it. And they will, like, convince other people of the same thing. And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, really, really strange. So, on the scale of like to love, I would say, and actually, I'm talking more so about Pisces women. I don't know a whole lot of Pisces men. And the Pisces men that I've known, they have been really flirty with me, very flirtatious with me. But I just have never been, like, super interested in a Pisces man. I don't know why. Because, like, online, like, we're supposed to be kind of like a match. But, like, I just never find myself, like, super attracted to a Pisces man. I will say that they also seem to be another group of people that are pretty creative, or seem to be creative. That's the impression that I got. in a lot of different ways. So very creative sign. But yeah, scale of like to love is really tricky. I would say like. I'll leave it like at the very, I don't know. I'll just say like. I'm just going to leave it like that. Like, it's not like a, I really like them, but like, it's like, I like them, but lots of reservations about Pisces. Like, we get along, but I got to keep you guys at a distance. Like, it's just like, there's some things that I just don't really fuck with. And, you know, if they ask me the honest truth, I will tell them as a Cancer and they will not like it. So it's just, I don't know. I like you guys, but there's some reservations there. There's definitely some reservations there. Okay, so after Pisces, we're going to move on to Aries. Okay, so Aries. I tend to actually, believe it or not, like Aries. I feel like if you look at the description of an Aries and a Cancer online, you would think that they're two people that are not supposed to really like each other. But actually, I find that, like, I like Aries and Aries like me. Okay, the girls tend to like me. Notice how I said they tend to like me. Like, I don't know. I, with Aries, it's a very interesting relationship because, like, I as long as, like, I keep them at a distance, like, I can't be hanging out with an Aries every day. It's just not going to work. Like, Aries is the friend, is also another friend that you call, like, I could call up to party with, okay? Aries is my good time friend. Like, they're more loyal than Sagittarius. They actually are not a fair weather friend, in my opinion. Like, they will stick by you when you're going through some shit, and they will actually stand up for you like a Leo. Like, if you're good friends with an Aries and somebody's fucking with you, like, they will have your back. But at the same damn time, I still have to find that I have to keep Aries at a distance because, like, a little bit, because, like, as a Cancer, like, I don't know, I get annoyed by Aries energy. They're just like, go, 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 go. And we're just not like that, or I'm just not like that. Not a lot of Cancers that I know are like that. So, like, we just can't vibe with that energy 24/7. So with Aries, I find that, like, I get along a lot better with them when I hit them up when I'm ready to have that kind of energy. And we have a grand old time. Like, Aries and Cancers, when they're together, when I'm together with an Aries friend, I have such a fun time. We laugh at a lot of stuff. We just rib each other. We just have, like, so much fun together. And even with an Aries male, like, I have fun with an Aries male. Like, sometimes you guys can be a little bit offending, but, like, we give it right back to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, we give it right back to an Aries. Like, it's just, no, it's just fine. It's just fine. And, like, the men, like I said, I don't know. Sometimes I'm attracted to an Aries man. Sometimes an Aries man will catch my eye because Aries men, they look good. And also, they just kind of, like, have an alpha male energy. And they seem like they're the type of man who will protect you and defend you. And that's something that a Cancer really likes because we like security. So, like, I sometimes get attracted to an Aries man. They also can be really romantic with and so playful, but I get a little bit intimidated by an Aries man because, like, again, same problem. Like, I can't match that energy 24/7. Like, it's just not something that I can bring to the table. I'm so sorry. Like, sometimes I just need to chill the fuck out, and an Aries is always, like, on go, 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 go. And it's just not me. So, but I do find myself attracted to an Aries man sometimes. I've never dated an Aries man, but I might be down for trying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be down for trying it. But the Aries woman that I know, again, it just has to be a little bit at a distance. When I call them to hang out, go party together, whatever, we have a grand old time. The impression I get just generally, the Aries women, okay, they know what they want. They are the types of women that will ask a man out. They're not as scared to, like, hunt for a guy and, like, hit a guy up or whatever, go for the guy or whatever. They're not scared of that. Same thing with the guys. The guys will just go after someone. They are, like, the hunters of, like, the zodiac signs. And I also, I don't know, they're pretty well-liked. You know, they're kind of boisterous. They're very loud. That's the impression I've gotten of the Aries that I know. Super loud, high energy, kind of boisterous. They can be kind of annoying, especially if you're around them for hours. But like if you have an Aries friend and you're in a good mood, go hang out with them. They will keep that mood up, because I don't know, they're just so happy. I don't know, when I'm around an Aries, they're like always so happy. And like if I'm in a good mood, they just keep that mood up. You're not gonna go around an Aries in a good mood, they damper the mood most of the time. Like they keep that mood up. Now I will say that I noticed that some of the women Aries, like when you guys get married, like you change a little bit. Like when an Aries woman sometimes get married and have children, I don't know, something about them like is not as fun. And maybe that's just like life circumstances, but I don't know. It's just like it seems like they change a bit, and it's just not as fun. I don't know why, but when they're just like sing, if you're around an Aries woman who's like just single and like living life, whoo, they are so fun. Or even just like with a dude, but like not married with children, like they're just so fun, so fun. I fuck with Aries. I like you guys. I do like you guys. It just has to be mitigated. Like it has to be. There's a time limit on how long we can hang out. You know what I mean? Like, I just need to go and recover. You can go continue to do your thing, but, like, I just need some time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I like an Aries. Aries are cool. Aries are pretty cool. All right, so moving right along. Taurus. Okay, so Taurus. Taurus. Okay, you guys. How can I put this like nicely? Okay, so you guys are creative. Let's start off with something positive. You guys are very, very creative people. Like the impression I get of Taurus, very super creative people. I love seeing the work that you guys produce. Everything you guys do in terms of like the arts and creativity is really like super, super interesting and cool. And I am drawn to like Aries people and friends, or I'm sorry, not Aries, Taurus people and friends. Because you guys are so creative. And I think Cancers are actually pretty creative too. I didn't even mention that about us. But like Cancers are pretty creative people and have really cool ideas. But Taurus like executes, man. Like you guys definitely execute your creative endeavors. And I really do appreciate it. And I love to see it. And that's why I like having Taurus friends a lot. Because they keep that creativity alive. So, but I will say beyond that, y'all can be kind of boring. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm sorry to say it. And if you're a Taurus, like, please, I'm sorry. It's probably not true about you. But, like, the Tauruses that I know sometimes can be kind of, like, boring. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, because if you want to be calm and you want to chill, go hang out with a Taurus. Like, if you just want to have dinner, first of all, they love food. they seem to love food, you know, and appreciate food, and they're just, I don't know, they're kind of like homebody people. I don't know, it's not like I've been around Taurus and I have like a good time, but like they're just very calming, soothing people. Like they're, you know, if you just want to chill, I recommend going and finding yourself a Taurus and hanging out with them, because they will keep you in that chill mode, honey. Like they will keep you chill. Men and women Taurus are just so chill. And, you know, if you're just not down for an adventure today and you just want to chill, like maybe you were just hanging out with an Aries, next thing you know, you should hang out with a Taurus, because they will keep you on chill mode and you could just relax and vibe. And that's my impression of Taurus. That's the extent of my impression on Taurus. Like, I just, yeah, you guys are pretty chill. And I like Taurus. I do like Taurus. I think you guys are, you know, again, like, cool to be around. You know, like, I like you guys. You guys are not bad. Moving right along from Taurus, we have Gemini. The last sign that I'm going to be going over is Gemini. Okay, so Gemini, you guys are regarded, you guys have a bad reputation for being like an evil ass sign, okay? But this is what I'm going to say about Gemini. The guys that I know are not the nicest people, but like, no. I retract that statement. The guys that I know are really interesting to talk to. So are the girls. Like, let me give you guys that. Geminis are interesting to talk to as a whole. They're very good conversationalists. You will find that about them online. they are good at having a conversation, and you will be drawn into that conversation. They will, like, it doesn't matter who they're talking to, like, they can have a good conversation with them. All different types of people from all walks of life. So, I do actually, as a Cancer, enjoy talking to a Gemini. Like, I will have hours and hours of conversations with Geminis. I have a lot of Gemini female friends, and they are cool ass people. They are very different. They're very unique. They don't care, and they are so good to have a conversation with. I will spend hours talking to them. The men are the same way, but I don't know. Okay, so Geminis, I feel like, can be gossipy people, and they can gossip a lot. I mean, I've met a lot of Geminis, not a lot. I've met some Geminis that are not like that, but, like, I know a overwhelming majority of Geminis that, like, will gossip, you know, and talk shit and stuff, and, like, you know, because of that, like, I feel like a lot of times they're villainized because they talk a lot of shit. And, you know, they stir the pot and start some drama too. And they're always embroiled. If they're not starting drama, they're embroiled in some drama. Okay. Here's a good impression. A real impression. They are very polarizing people. So when you meet a Gemini, you are either going to like them or, like, strongly like them or strongly dislike them. I have Gemini friends that, like, the minute I meet them, I'm like, that's my bitch. Like, we vibe. Like, we like, this is like a connection. Like, we definitely vibe together. I'm trying to hang out with you all the time. You're my homie. And then I have Geminis that's just like, no. And they're just very polarizing people. You either like them or you definitely hate them. Like, it's nowhere in the middle. It's either love or hate. Like, you just can't, it has to be one or the other. It's super, super polarizing. So that's kind of the view on Gemini. But the ones I meet, I actually really like. Like, I actually really like. I just would not tell a Gemini, like, most Geminis. Some Geminis I really vibe with and I could, but most Geminis, I would not tell them my personal business because they can be kind of gossipy, okay? They will be kind of gossipy and they will tell your shit, and it's just, no. But some of them are really cool, and, like, you can kind of tell them stuff and they won't spread it. I don't know. Geminis, again, I get along with Geminis really well. I love talking to them. I love having conversations with them. I also think that they're pretty creative people. I don't know that they have the same execution skills as, like, a Taurus or anything like that. Like, no. But they have great ideas and they're pretty creative. And also, like, it's fun to hang out with a Gemini. But more than that, I find that I just really like having good conversations with them. I've been attracted to Geminis before, like Gemini guys and stuff. I don't know about them though, because I just feel like they're attracted to me. And I think, like, the overwhelming consensus has been, like, they like the mystery about me, because Geminis, again, like, they like people and they like figuring people out. But, like, I could tell that it wouldn't work. But I still also am attracted to them because, again, they're such great conversationalists and you just have so much fun talking to them, you know? I don't know. But, yeah, they're pretty polarizing people. That's just the overall impression. But as a Cancer, in my experience so far with Geminis, I do like you guys. I actually like you guys a lot. Like, I like a Gemini. And I know that everybody's just like, I hate a Gemini, whatever. You know, Donald Trump, Gemini. Kanye West, Gemini. Like, there's a lot of, like, Geminis that are just, like, again, polarizing figures. But, yeah, I don't know. I like Geminis. I think you guys are cool. And all the Geminis that I know, yeah, I fuck with y'all. Like, you guys are cool. I don't know. I just know how to vibe with you guys. If you know how to vibe with a Gemini, then you can hang. If you don't, then you can't. You know what I mean? So, yeah. The male Geminis, I think, are more the ones, I don't know. I don't even want to say that, but, like, I guess in my own life, the male Geminis that I know are more polarizing than the female Geminis that I know. But yeah, they're just interesting and they have their own way of doing things, and that's the way that they want it done. So yeah, just very polarizing people. That's my thought. But I do like Geminis. All right, so that's it. That is all 12 zodiacs, I believe. We went through Cancers, Leos, Virgos, Oh, I did skip one. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, you guys. You guys probably hate me. I almost ended this without talking about my beloved Capricorns. And you probably really hate me. If you're Capricorn right now, you're probably like, oh, bitch, you skipped my sign. How dare you? Okay, last but certainly not least, okay, certainly not least are my beloved Capricorns. I love a Capricorn woman, okay? Capricorn women, you guys get my votes. I just respect the shit out of a Capricorn woman. You guys are go-getters. You guys are hard workers like Virgos, but like, you're not just a workaholic. You do it all, honey. Like, you're just, Capricorns do things on their own. All the Capricorns I know, they don't need a man. They're the women who don't need a man. Like, they can have a man, but they don't need one. They can put their old shelves up. They can put their old stuff together. They can do everything by themselves. They can work. They can have the children, and they just get it all done. They're very strong women. You know, very, I don't know. They're just, like, really, every Capricorn woman that I've met, I really, truly respect on every level. I think they're pretty fashionable people too, really pretty people, and I just love me some Capricorn women. I'm always friends with you guys, and I always just have an overwhelming respect for every Capricorn woman that I meet. I just, like, you guys are, like, inspirational to me. Like, I don't know. I just really, really, really like, I love Capricorn women, okay? Capricorn men. Okay, so, I don't know as many Capricorn men, but the ones that I know, they're also super hardworking. You guys are actually, you know what? No. The ones that I know, the impressions that I have of the ones that I know, you guys are also super hardworking. You guys are really, like, I don't know, you guys have really interesting ideas. You guys love people. You're really generous people. You care about people. You care about the underdog. I don't know. Like, I'm going to say Capricorns as a whole, I really like you guys. I really think that you guys are really cool. I'm not often attracted to a male Capricorn, but I feel like if, like, I had a relationship with one, it could work out. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just respect the shit out of a Capricorn, especially Capricorn women. And some Capricorn men that I've met have been cool too. My dad is actually a Capricorn. But, like, and my grandmother, who is, like, my, like, the one of the women that I've always admired and looked up to, you know, from my entire life and everything, she's a Capricorn, and she's one of the strongest women that I've ever met. And again, yeah, all the Capricorn women that I've met, super strong women. I love you guys. I love Capricorns. I love Capricorns. On the scale of like to love, I love a Capricorn. I'm sorry I left you guys for last, and I almost forgot about you guys, but, like, I do love you guys, okay? Like, you guys are the shit, and yeah. Okay, but that is it. I have went over all 12 zodiac signs and my impressions of you guys. Hopefully that was entertaining for you guys to listen to. I know that it was a lot of different signs, but yeah, I wanted to get through all of them. And, like, definitely tweet me. Tweet me at SD_anxious. That is S as in stressed, D as in depressed, _anxious on Twitter. Tweet me your thoughts. And if you think that I accurately represented your zodiac sign, if you think my impression of your zodiac sign was true, then let me know. I also feel like I didn't say enough about Cancers because there's so much to say about them. But I don't want to be, like, super biased and talk about them a lot more than everybody else. So hopefully, I don't know, I did justice there. But yeah, tweet me for sure and let me know if I'm dead wrong about the impression that I have, or, like, if you think I'm totally right about the impression that I have. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions for sure. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, I wish you guys a day, month, week, year free of stress, depression, and anxiety, and I hope to record another episode for you guys soon. I love you guys, and have a good night.